Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
All right, before we dive into this delicious man meat happy hour with Glenn Kirshner and David Jolly. Okay. I'm just saying, you know what you want to dig into? OmahaSteaks.com. They've been way ahead of this COVID, right? It's safe. It comes to your door in its own freezer with dry ice. And you get the best quality. You don't get supermarket substitutions. It's just a thing, right?
You get quality T-bones.
Okay, get real quality, the best quality protein. I'm a pescatarian, so I love all the fish and seafood and all of that stuff. It's amazing. Check this out right now, though. If you're a Korg 2000 BC meat eater, like Tasmanian devil over there, go to OmahaSteaks.com. If you type Stephanie in that search bar, you get the Butcher's Best Sellers package. Check out how much food you get. Check this out. You get 4 of those unbelievable filet mignons, 4 of those unbelievable burgers, 4 savory pork chops, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 rich and decadent caramel apple tartlets. And then they chuck in 4 premium chicken breasts and 4 of those burgers for free.
For free!
That is a lot of food. It's all primo quality, and I'm telling you, it is 50% off right now. OmahaSteaks.com, enter that promo code VOICES in the search bar. You save 50%. You heard me right. OmahaSteaks.com, type VOICES in the search bar. 50% off all of that premium food. OMG, from the company that's bringing people together for over 100 years. They're all about unity, not this fake unity they talk about in D.C. OmahaSteaks.com, type VOICES in that search bar. Well, happy, happy hour, everybody. This has been a confusing week for me, right, with impeachment 2, electric boogaloo, and am I Mrs. Stacey Plaskett, or am I possibly Mrs. Glenn Kirshner? There's a lot going on, or am I going to be killed by my own sex robot?
That's entirely possible, too.
Yeah, it's been a year without human touch, people.
And David Jolly with daddy issues for you.
Oh, my God, so many daddy issues with David Jolly, a former Republican congressman and man from Florida. And we got to talk to him about what the actual fuck with Florida, David. You're going to kill us all. I'm going to make a prediction. Either Florida or sex robots are going to kill us all after COVID. Just saying.
This got dark.
Yeah.
Plausible.
That's why I was holding out for a hero, and that would be Glenn Kirshner.
Okay.
Hashtag justice is coming. And that's not all that's coming. What?
Stephanie.
What? He makes me feel good that Donald Trump is going to be criminally prosecuted if he is not convicted in the Senate of impeachment because Republicans are cowards, and this is beyond impeachment. Mm-hmm. These are criminal. God bless. I'm gonna be the lady from Georgia's, the attorney general from Georgia's wife. It kills me if I'm not Mrs. Plaskett. I have a lot of options, people.
But none of them know you exist.
Okay, well, there's in my mind, but at least they're options.
I'm sure now they know you exist because they've called security.
Right, Chris.
Now a warning?
Now.
Right.
She's like, oh, the creepy girl on the radio that has a crush on me? Oh, okay, yeah. People always know me eventually, not for good reasons.
No.
Okay.
Restraining orders.
Okay.
Yeah, restraining orders tend to jog one's memory.
Right, listen. Yeah. I'm all happy clappy because the impeachment managers did an amazing job this week. The Democrats, I'm so proud of them, each and every one of them. We had diversity, right? Yep. Travis, hey, nerd. They were all like different, diverse superheroes, weren't they?
It was like the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, just right, gay, Asian, black woman, black man.
Yep.
Jewish
Latino.
Man, white man, Latino man, yes. Fantastic. And they just all presented an amazing, compelling case. And I don't know, Trump's lawyers. Suck. Oh my God.
Yeah, they suck.
Right?
Well, we're about to find out how much they suck,
belt.
Really.
One time I had an onion on my desk. It's, but they have a bad case, a bad client, and what can you do? What can you do?
Well, you know.
We talked to Glenn Kirshner about it. We talked to David Jolly about it, and everything, like my normal relationship was going great with David Jolly, and he fucking brings up taxes, and yeah. I didn't have time to fight with him and then have makeup sex, and it's a whole thing.
We've already gotten the cards and letters about that, so you don't need to send them again. Thank you.
I didn't know he was going to throw me that curveball at the end. It was all we could agree on about hating Trump. And then suddenly, don't you agree lower taxes stimulate? I'm like, what? No. What? No.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm all for your third party idea if it only takes Republicans. Otherwise, Democrats are the big ten party. Third party. Yes, take your Republican friends and go. As long as you cock-block Republicans and they never get elected again, I'm fine with that. Okay. Anyway.
Should we get to the show?
Oh, let's do that.
Okay.
Happy fucking happy hour, everyone. Wee! What did I say just yesterday?
What?
I channel him. I name drop him when he's not here. Glenn Kirshner tweeted, the House managers and impeachment prosecutors are proving Trump's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. I, for one, don't care about the outcome of the impeachment hearing. Donald Trump must be prosecuted in a court of law for his crimes against the U.S. and we the people. Hashtag justice matters. Which led me to say what, Travis?
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
God, make Glenn Kirshner. Oh, for God's sakes, Grandpa, really? This morning of all mornings, you don't have
to. In the box.
Okay. I think this COVID Zoom thing's working out very well, don't you think? All right.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Glenn, we're new at this. I've only been doing this 30 years. Don't worry, we'll get it together. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed. Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Glenn, I apologize about your jingle and that I have a cat filter on, but let's...
But you are not a cat.
I am not a cat. Let's talk justice. You are absolutely right. And then on cue comes the Georgia Attorney General, who I don't know if you saw on Rachel last night, but this is what we've been talking about. You don't even need to be a lawyer to go, this is illegal. This is criminal. This is not, as you said, that this... This must so frustrate you as a prosecutor that this is not a normal trial, that you have the jurors talking, strategizing with the defense lawyers, and you have 15 jurors just not show up. I mean, what happens, Glenn, in a regular trial if jurors go, I don't feel like listening today?
Well, that's a perfect question, because we actually had a murder trial where we discovered that one of the jurors was communicating with the defendant's lawyer during the course of the trial, trying to help him out. We prosecuted her. We prosecuted that juror, and she ended up in prison. I understand a political hearing is a uniquely political, or an impeachment hearing is a uniquely political animal, right? The rules of convention when it comes to criminal trials do not apply, but the principles are the same. The jurors ought not be corrupt. The jurors ought not be in league or in bed with the defendant's lawyers, but that's what we have. And Steph, you know, angry doesn't begin to describe it. I tweeted out yesterday, as you said, that I almost don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens in the impeachment trial, because Donald Trump needs to be indicted, convicted, tried, and imprisoned for all of the crimes against the American people. And it looks like maybe Georgia will be the first one out of the gates, dropping an indictment on his head. And Steph, once that first indictment drops, the dam will break. And states are now going to be running to the grand juries to indict Donald Trump, so all of the states can say, me too, me too, we're going to hold this criminal accountable.
I got a little thrill up my leg. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I feel like his... Well, first of all, you're in bad shape when your defense lawyer suggests arresting you, which, I mean, that's his lawyer did. I feel like they're daring us, and I'm like, okay, yes, impeachment is the first order of business. It's their duty, but then yes, this is criminal. But you know what they'll say? Oh, we don't. In fact, Chris Christie said this to my face. And I remember, Travis, I saw him, what was it, backstage somewhere. I was with Malcolm Nance. And I said, this guy's going to jail. And he goes, we don't put former presidents in jail. I'm like, this one's going to jail. Because that's what they'll say. It's like, oh, well, that was for impeachment. Now they say, oh, no, this is for a criminal trial. And then when we indict him, they'll say, oh, no, well, we don't do that to former presidents, right?
Yeah, that's the bait and switch. First of all, my condolences for having to come face-to-face with Chris Christie.
I poked him in the chest.
This was a calculation. I mean, his attorneys, they're not good at this lawyering thing. We've seen that. But it was a calculation when his lawyer said, oh, you know what? Donald Trump can be criminally indicted for this conduct. Therefore, he shouldn't be impeached, or you shouldn't vote guilty in an impeachment proceeding. And then when he's indicted, you know, his new criminal defense attorney, who he will also not be paying, will argue, no. Donald Trump shouldn't be criminally indicted for this. He should have been convicted in the impeachment trial. This is an easy, obvious, transparent bait and switch argument.
Yeah. Can I get through what his lawyer is going to say today without you vomiting? We'll see. Because I did. I threw up a little bit. David Schoen says his client was quite offended by the raft of evidence shown by House managers that many of his insurrectionists believe they were acting on his orders. He offered an assessment of Trump's mood. Let me explain how many flying I give about that right now. But he said the president is very upbeat. He has condemned the violence and doesn't in any way want to be associated with what happened in this violent incident. He has condemned the people involved and obviously quite offended at being tied to it. Oh, my God. Really? I mean, they're going to take the one time he said peaceably, in an 11,000-word speech, and not the 25 times he said fight. I mean, where do you even start with this stuff? About he condemned the violence, not till an entire day later when he was forced into it, right?
Yeah. Steph, think about this. We learned during the course of the week that Donald Trump spent $50 million from his legal defense fund to put on this Donald Trump production, right? To organize it, to encourage people to come to D.C. He then riled them up. They were basically a loaded gun in his hand, and he pointed the mob at the Capitol and he fired. And, you know, this is his responsibility from start to finish. Here's the one question I would ask. Is there anybody foolish enough to believe that absent Donald Trump organizing this, orchestrating it, and paying $50 million to make it happen, do we think Donald Trump's supporters would have spontaneously assembled in Washington,
on that
D.C.
date, at that time,
on January 6th, and marched on the Capitol to discourage the members of Congress from certifying the election results? Are you kidding me? This was a Donald Trump production.
Yep. And I wanted to ask you about that, which you thought, because Stacey Plaskett brought that out, that you know. He's the one that, when he got involved, the permit was only to the Ellipse, not to the Capitol. I mean, Amanda Carpenter, I saved a couple tweets for you. She said, we're not talking enough about how the White House worked with outside groups to change the date and the permit of the riot rally to occur on January 6th and allow people to march to the Capitol. So you're right. The whole thing, as you say, was a Donald Trump production. And I felt like the timeline was almost the most damning thing, wasn't it? All of it. Time of the tweets and the statements and what the call to. I mean, how about Senator Tuberville is the one that, you know, confirmed, right, what Mike Lee was trying to pull his stunt over. That he told that they tried to call him in the middle of the riot to slow down the vote. They all had the same aim, the rioters and Donald Trump. Told him the vice president was taken out. And after that, he tweeted about the vice president attacking him, right?
Yeah, which makes Tuberville and Mike Lee and company complicit in what happened, because in real time, they were actively engaged in trying to further the criminal interests of Donald Trump. So Merrick Garland, once he's in place, is going to need to investigate all of this. And I see lots of criminal culpability. And let me add as a footnote, when you mentioned Stacey Plaskett and Joe Neguse and Jamie Raskin, these people are heroes.
Yeah.
And I was so inspired by the prosecutorial performance of these three and all of the other House managers. It was remarkable. It was indisputable. You know, it's inarguable that Donald Trump is guilty of these things, but we've got, you know, 40 some odd compromised jurors, the Republicans, and those jurors are witnesses to the insurrection, victims of the insurrection, and some of them, like Cruz, Hawley, and others, are complicit in the insurrection. So the one thing we're not going to get is a fair trial.
Let's pause this dirty, dirty happy hour. I'm having dirty, dirty thoughts about all the man-made and talk about getting clean, right?
Yeah.
TheNewDealShop.com. You can say, this place is clean.
This place is clean.
Right? Get your clean phone wand, your clean phone pro. Get all that UV light working for you. Disinfect everything. Kills 99.9% of viruses, bacteria, everything. On everything you have, your masks, your phone, your earbuds, your keys, your wallet, you name it, right?
Everything.
Yeah. Earthing. And then masks, right? Double masking is all the rage.
Yep.
Get the right mask, whether you double mask or not. Get the KN95s. That needs to be your base. I do that, and then I do the fashion mask. They're it, you guys.
Oh, my God. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But they're white. They go with everything, and they have the best level of protection. They are the FDA-authorized anti-fraud labeling right on them. Mm-hmm. They're made right here in the U.S. of A. They ship immediately and for free.
Free.
To your home or business. The real deal. Verified, authenticated, FDA-authorized KN95 masks. Get it. Get that Clean Phone Pro, Clean Phone Wand. Get it all at thenewdealshop.com. That is thenewdealshop.com. Well, I know all these things that would normally matter, right? This headline, Trump advisor said he hasn't shown remorse for the insurrection. Well, of course not. That's one thing you look for in a criminal trial, right? Advisors to Trump say he is still not remorse. I love this. Pence, who has plans to keep laying low during impeachment, has not quite patched up his relationship with Trump after what happened. You know how it is. A person puts one hit out on you. God, don't get all grumpy.
Why can't he let bygones be bygones?
Right.
Right.
He got his point across at the meeting afterwards, the meeting with Pence and Trump, although there were some lingering hard feelings. Oh, God, move on. Trump did not express remorse for putting Pence in a harrowing situation at the meeting. The source said that's not his style. As for the siege, an advisor said Trump wanted to see a show of force. Trump likes force. He saw people forcefully fighting for him. That lines up with what a former senior White House official said, that Trump was loving watching the mob. A source close to Trump's who has discussed the impeachment with him acknowledged the facts are really bad for Trump. They said the new video was undeniably powerful. When asked if Trump has any remorse, the source laughed and said there's no greater offense to Trump than saying sorry. So there's nothing that follows a normal trial, right? Of course he's not.
He hasn't expressed remorse because he is incapable of feeling remorse. The only time I can ever recall him saying the words, I'm sorry, was after the Access Hollywood tape when people basically force-fed him those two words and said, if you don't say these two words, you're done. That's, I think, the only time he's ever apologized. And, of course, he infamously said, I never have to ask God for forgiveness because, you know, I never do anything wrong.
Oh, and then he said later it wasn't him on the tape. That was 17,000 conspiracy theories ago. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing normal about this trial. There's nothing normal about Donald Trump. And, you know, what I wish people would really appreciate is this is a murder trial. But Donald Trump fired his weapon, the angry mob, on the Capitol, and Brian Sicknick was killed and other people died. This is a murder trial. And the one thing I will say I would do a little bit differently than the House managers is I would call a couple of witnesses, including the actual victims, the police officers who lost an eye, who lost brain function as a result of being beaten with Trump flags and other things that day. And I would also call the next of kin for Brian Sicknick, because a marquee moment, Steph, in every murder trial is when we put the mother or the spouse or the child of the decedent, the person who was killed, on the stand. And you know what? The jury gets to see firsthand the kind of loss and devastation that Donald Trump has done. He's blown holes in the Sicknick family, and he has destroyed the lives of the other officers and civilians who were attacked by the mob that day. And I would like to see the human face of the pain, the suffering, and the loss induced by Donald Trump.
Glenn, I agree with you. Why do you think they didn't call witnesses? I mean, I was, you know, because when they controlled the Senate, the first impeachment trial, remember how frustrated we all were because they wouldn't allow witnesses. We were in charge this time. We could have called witnesses. Why didn't we?
I assume that they were cowed into it by the Republicans who said, if you call witnesses, we're going to call 100 witnesses. They'll be frivolous. They won't have anything relevant to add to the mix, but it will then blow up into this crazy circus, a freak show, courtesy of the Republicans. And what does that do, Steph? It derails everything else that we're desperately waiting to have happen, like Merrick Garland getting in place, so we can start to indict these people.
Let's pause. Okay. Yeah, Lawrence Tribe said Trump will do it again if given the chance. Just think about that. I mean, I think of my friend Adam Schiff. Absolutely right about everything. He will do it again. If we don't stop him, he will do it again. And he did. And I think one of the points made, Glenn, is this is an ongoing coup. This is about preventing. Who said yesterday, do you think this is over? Do you think this Trump-inspired violence is over? I mean, this is part of it, is stopping it from happening again. And this is an ongoing, you know, whatever you want to call it, coup, whatever, right?
Yes. Steph, and Ted Lieu said yesterday, I'm not afraid that he's going to run and win in the future. I'm afraid he's going to run and lose because look at what that has produced. And, you know, Jamie Raskin was brilliant when he said, listen, if he ends up back in the Oval Office, is there anybody who believes he won't resort to violence again to get what he wants? And if you believe that, are you willing to bet the lives of other police officers on that? Are you willing to bet the lives of your family? Are you willing to bet the future of democracy on that? Of course he will resort to violence again to get what he wants, which is why I don't care what the impeachment vote is. I want a grand jury to vote to indict him, and I want him to go to prison for what he did to the American people and to the immigrants in our country.
And problem is, this is what I'm afraid of, is they'll say, no, we have to move on, unity, blah, blah, blah. I think you're right. It's not, obviously the states are already going to be involved. He's going to be prosecuted on a number of levels, Glenn, but I think it's important that the U.S., I mean, I just wonder if Merrick Garland will, if they will, because I don't understand how you just go, oh, well, let's just move on from this, from armed insurrection against the United States of America. How do you just go, oh, well, you know?
Yeah. So, Steph, remember this. Merrick Garland cut his prosecutorial teeth on prosecuting Mayor Marion Barry for that infamous crack incident years ago. That was in my former office, the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yeah.
He then cut his domestic terrorism teeth by supervising the investigation and prosecution into the Oklahoma City bombing case. He's a man who can handle public corruption cases, and he's a man who can handle and has the most dramatic domestic terrorism cases. And you know what Trump has just done? He has married those two things, public corruption and domestic terrorism, for what he inspired and incited at the Capitol. Merrick Garland, Steph, is the right man for this moment in time. And he's going to get the job done.
Okay. I'm perusing my old law school books, and that was the bitch set me up defense was in the Marion Barry.
It was. Okay. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I've used that.
yeah, she has used that.
I live my life by it. I mean, you made a good point on Twitter, Glenn, before we go. You said, can we take a minute to celebrate President Biden's decision to leave in place two U.S. attorneys so as not to give even the appearance that he's trying to interfere in investigations? President Biden is giving us honest, honorable, ethical government we deserve. And you say it's flat out inspirational. You know it's BS. The one, you know, investigating Hunter Biden's taxes, and then John Durham investigating the origins of the Russia investigation. But you're right. It is something we're not used to. We're like, oh, independence at the Justice Department again.
Yeah, Steph, if I can end on this good news story, because this is such a good news story that flew under the radar. Joe Biden is in a place now where, like every other president, he's ready to say, okay, I'd like all of the resignations from all of the U.S. attorneys around the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every administration does that because the U.S. attorneys are presidential appointees and they serve at the pleasure of the president. So the president has every right, and it's the expectation that he will come in and ask for the resignation so he can put people in place who share his values and his law enforcement priorities. Joe Biden said, I'm going to be asking for everybody's resignation except two U.S. attorneys. The one who is investigating the FBI opening the investigation into the Trump campaign, the Trump-Russia thing. Why? Because the FBI opened that investigation when President Obama was president and I was vice president, and I don't want anybody to think I'm interfering in that investigation running its course. And the second one, which is the one that really gave me patriotic goosebumps, Steph, was he said, I am going to leave the U.S. attorney in place in Delaware who's investigating my son, because I don't even want to give the perception of interfering with that investigation. Steph, this is the government we the people deserve. This is the government that we've been longing for 4 years. God bless Joe Biden for making that decision.
Yeah. Yes, and God bless the United States of America. Real quick, Glenn, because I know a lot of people, George Conway, say rigged equals 15 senators allowed to vote after not showing up to hear the evidence. Maddie said, so CNN reporting 15 senators not in attendance, is that a violation of their oath for the trial? I mean, I don't know what this Mitch McConnell, you know, meeting is about on the floor over there, but could he say you can't vote if you weren't here? I mean,
They could try to change the Senate rules on the fly or the impeachment rules on the fly. I don't think that would meet with any success. This is a political proceeding. It's not a legal proceeding, so they can make up the rules as they go along. Those unpatriotic people will be allowed to vote. They will not vote their conscience. They violate their oaths every day, and I expect that they're going to do it again.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's not the hashtag justice is coming I wanted to end on, but listen, we got enough. Love you, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
Love you, Steph.
See you next time, guys. Okay.
Aizier, that is Aizier. What is it? Luxurious modern sleepwear for the independent woman. Their sleepwear is made from 100% washable silk. Oh, silk is known to reduce skin surface moisture loss and limit skin irritation. Best of all, it's comfortable, so lightweight, it feels like a second skin. It'll keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer with a fabric that loves your skin all year round. And in every type of weather, wearing silk to sleep is simply therapy at night. Aizier is owned by an amazing woman, a single mom. Their products are made right here in California. You can feel good about supporting a small business delivering high-quality products. Now is the perfect time. Treat yourself or a loved one to something extra special to sleep and lounge in during Aizier's Valentine's sale. Go to shopaizier.com/discount/Stephanie. Use the discount code Stephanie, 10% off your order. That's shopaizier.com/discount/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 10% off your order.
I've been trying forever. It's going to bring up so many daddy issues. Uh-oh. I'm able to say good morning, former GOP Congressman David Jolly. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you, too. I have worshipped you from afar because...
Oh, come on. Hey, Stephanie, if that is true, why does my buddy Ferdinand Amandi have his own music, his own bumper, and I got nothing?
Don't fight. You're both pretty. Now, listen, we will jingle you. It's only your first time. But, you know, I mean, I joke you bring up my daddy issues, but you know my dad ran for, you know, vice president with Barry Goldwater, was chairman of the Republican Party, was a Nuremberg prosecutor. He's been gone, David, since 83. But this is not only not Goldwater's party. It's not, I mean, they would have to, the Arizona GOP would have to censure Barry Goldwater now, right, along with Cindy McCain and everybody else, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Stephanie. And I think there's a nuance that we've got to pay attention to, which is, the fights we used to see within the party, within the GOP, over moderates and conservatives, and could the party be a big tent party? That big tent conversation was had on the ideological spectrum, right? Is there room for New England Republicans, moderate Republicans, and Newt Gingrich conservatives? That's fine. We see that ideological conversation happen within parties all the time. Democrats had their own just after the election between the AOCs and Spanberger. What is different in today's Republican Party? Is they're trying to coalesce a big tent, not around ideologies, but around differing opinions on defense of democracy and on the fundamentals of democratic principles. And in that, that's where they're losing the American people. Now, I would say, unfortunately, they don't suffer from an electoral crisis. They're as competitive as they've ever been. They lost in November, but they're performing very strong. But they do suffer from an identity crisis that if they don't get their hands around this, I don't think they're going to recover from it. They can't expand the coalition from where they are now.
Well, as you know, Michael Steele brings up my daddy issues because my dad was chairman of the Republican Party. But you, as a congressman, my dad was a congressman for 14 years. And, I mean, it is hard to – you actually said that. You said this impeachment presents what is really an existential question for the identity of today's GOP.
That's
the party will survive, even be competitive going forward. See, that's the part where I hate you again.
I hate it, too. I left it because I don't want it to be successful.
David, when did you leave and why exactly? I forget the specifics.
Yeah, I left before the 18 midterms. midterms. So, look, I registered as a Republican at 18 years old, and to be honest, I was never...
That's not a lot of time in the light, David. Can I just say? Okay, but go ahead.
I will tell you, though, I was never a good enough Republican,
yeah.
But it was always along these ideological fights. And so I pushed back against the Tea Party and so forth. As Trump emerged, Stephanie, in December of 2015, I became... At the time, maybe still the only member of Republican member to go to the House well and speak out against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
When he announced a Muslim ban, I went to the floor and called on him to drop out of the race. And the case I made to my conservative friends was based on a freedom of religion argument and protection of people's freedom of religion. That was December of 15 when I was still in office. I never supported him while in office. I lost the GOP along the way. I got redistricted in what was otherwise a 50-50 race. And so I lost my seat in 16. I would have loved to see how that message in 16 would have played out in a truly competitive district.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to test that. I stayed on until, honestly, we were expecting our first baby. And I just knew before our baby was born, I wanted a clean break from a political party that I would have a tough time explaining to my daughter.
Are the little jollies, in fact, jolly?
Oh,
are they?
she is. I got to tell you a little jolly thing. Just before coming on, my studio camera broke down, so I'm up with you on a laptop. And you know how it works in this COVID environment. The only place where I could find the right height for my laptop was on our baby's high chair. So I'm sitting in front of our baby's high chair on this laptop.
So there's everything you need to know about your former party.
That's
right. They're all screaming from a high chair.
Yeah.
But the rest of your tweet is GOP's very identity rests on the behavior of today's Republican senators. Their actions will forever define today's GOP. And yesterday we only got one of them. But, you know, David, at 60% almost for Donald Trump's conviction and not, being able to run for office before this trial started, I keep saying, expect them to do the right thing because it's the right thing. But don't underestimate their cowardice. If public opinion moves to such a degree and this trial is as strong as it appears to be from yesterday, what do you think? I'm a never say never gal.
Yeah, look, they're getting rewarded at the ballot box by continuing down this road. And so they're going to do the things that continue to get them elected. But in my tweet, when I said an identity crisis that will be decided by the behavior of today's Republican parties, I mean that in a very serious way. You know, it is easy in a partisan environment. We're always very reflexive. Even the work I do on TV and some of my fellow Never Trump colleagues, I say this about my friend Rick Wilson, but I always try to keep it in the John Meacham lane, not in the Rick Wilson lane, right? Rick's great at the outrage. I try to provide the historical context because I've worked with the House for 25 years. I do believe in a historical context, what the Republican senators do right now in this moment will define the identity of the Republican Party. Again, they will make the case electorally about that identity, but for Republicans to look the other way after the events of January 6, where we know the elements of the case are there. The president laid the predicate with the big lie. He issued the invitation to come to Washington on January 6, a date that Americans otherwise wouldn't have ever contemplated. And then on January 6, he went to the crowd and said, "No, now go to the Capitol with strength."
Yeah.
Those are the three elements of impeachable conduct. And if Republicans decide they're going to look the other way and wrap their defense around process, it's going to be a stain on the GOP for a generation.
Yeah. You know, I was just talking to, among others, Barb McQuaid and Malcolm Nance about this, just one in particular, indicted MAGA rioter Jenna Ryan now admits that Trump lied to her about the 2020 election being stolen. "I bought into a lie, and the lie is the lie. It's embarrassing. I regret everything." And she was the one who said, "I listened to my president who told me to go to the Capitol." Mm-hmm. "I was displaying my patriotism."
That's right.
Again, I don't know legally, David, how they can use... Obviously, all of these people who not just were screaming on video that we saw yesterday, but are saying in court, "Trump told me to go."
That's right.
But, also how many of these people are going to be rescued, like this woman, by their friends or family, or come back to reality, these QAnon people, to finally, because you and I are like, how can they not see this guy's a liar and a con man? But it seems like some of them are. I mean, granted, they're being prosecuted now. I mean, the irony here, these are all the people screaming freedom, right? And they're trying to take your freedom away. Well, now literally they're going to lose their freedom. They're going to jail. They're going to lose their families. They're going to lose their careers. They're going to lose their freedom because they believe Donald Trump.
And Stephanie, this tide's going to be turned one click at a time, right? We're not going to expect our American culture to wake up tomorrow and have this mea culpa that, oh, how'd I get enraptured by Donald Trump and QAnon? But in terms of one click at a time, part of it is sending these people to jail, prosecuting them for criminal activity that they might claim they were innocent and getting sucked into, but sorry, you're an adult who acted with a rational mind to follow an irrational person. And then the other consequence that we saw just last week came from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats against Marjorie Taylor Greene. The reason that was important was not a Republican-Democratic move. It was because our FBI, going back to 2019, has said the conspiracy theory groups that fuel white nationalism are the greatest domestic threat we face right now. It's the conspiracy theory groups. So we're faced with this national security threat that Republican leaders have ignored. And what Nancy Pelosi did with the power of the House of Representatives last week is say, in 2021, the House of Representatives is going to push back on these conspiracy theory groups that our national security agencies have said are creating a threat.
Yeah.
It is an incremental move, but they are moves that we have to see continue to be executed consistently.
I mean, David, speaking of you bringing up my daddy issues.
Oh, God.
But when my dad was chairman of the RNC, David, they dealt with the John Birchers. He dealt with the John, you know, but
That's right.
It me or is it not about party? It's just, have people gotten crazier? Has Donald Trump enabled people to be crazier? I just can't imagine my dad putting up with the Marjorie Taylor Greens when he was RNC chair. I mean, they're not, it's beyond partisanship. They're crazy people.
Look, Republicans have decided to double down on a coalition that is not expanding. And so when they engage in democracy rigging through closed primaries and gerrymandering reform and all these other non-reform to gerrymandering, what they are doing is they're trying to secure the last few voters they have. The Republican Party will never be a party that gets over 50% in a national vote if they continue down this road, but they don't see a way out of it because they have failed to moderate their ideology. Right? Look at their response when they had the reins of power. When I was there, one of my great frustrations, what'd they say on health care? Well, we're not going to do anything. On immigration, we're not going to do anything. On taxes, sure, we'll implement disparate tax cuts because that favors our ideology. But this is a party with zero intellectual leadership and no policy interest at all. And so in any industry, you do the things that allow you to hold on to power. And for Republicans, it's coalescing around this grievance populism that is working in the moment. But it has an expiration date, and that's what they haven't figured out. And that's why this identity crisis they're facing is going to finally bring them to the cliff. Yeah. Where they're going to start losing elections if they don't reset this.
Well, you see, they're already losing Republicans hand over fist off the rolls just since the election. Speaking of crazy people, let's talk about your home state of Florida. Now,
you got a lot to choose from.
Yeah. You tweeted, Florida stands out as the state with the highest prevalence of the UK variant of coronavirus. The new report estimated the doubling time of prevalence in positive test results at 9.1 days. It also leads the nation in reported cases with 187 infections as of Thursday. And here we see Tampa just in the streets, no masks, in the bars, at University of Miami, just pool parties, no masks. What WTF with Florida, David? What?
Yeah, look, so as a Floridian, I think a lot of people, I get angry, right? You feel angry, you feel like your personal health is being compromised when you see behaviors like that. What I will say, we have a seasonal home in Pennsylvania, and I've had the opportunity to see a contrast in leadership from Tom Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania, who took COVID very seriously and put public health mandates in place, and the state followed. They understood the seriousness of it because they saw their governor reflect that message. In Florida, we saw a governor who hasn't taken it seriously, and so the populace represents that governor's leadership. It is easy in a partisan environment to take swings around public health. What I will tell you is this. How we manage the pandemic is a balancing test between economic freedom and public health.
Yeah.
And I think in the state of Florida, our political leaders, to include the governor and both senators, have been willing to go all in on economic freedom and ignore the public health consequences. And I think it will be a stain on their legacies as they leave office.
Listen, David, you and I have already reached bipartisan ground. I said, see, as a fiscal conservative, I appreciate that I can reuse these impeachment shirts over and over and over again. There's no shelf life on these. And you told me that you can't do that in Florida, but you have an 86-45 shirt because most Republicans are too dumb to add, so no one can be offended.
Oh my God.
What? Too much? Too far now?
Too far.
Stephanie, can I tell you one thing I like about your humor? I absolutely mean this. I'm not kissing up to you right now. I often say this. I think the smartest people in America are comedians. I think the smartest people in the country are people who can bring together our real life shared experiences and make us laugh about it. It is poignant, it is powerful, and it ultimately delivers a message that resonates for people to think about.
Well, it's super, so, it was super sad for America, but thank you. I appreciate that. Would you like to join my revolving pie wheel of regulars, David Jolly? I'm down on one knee.
I would love to, Stephanie. Okay. I would love to.
All right. Let's get going on
we'll
that
work
jingle.
On a jingle.
And yeah, work on a jingle, please.
And Thursday, the 11th at 8 p.m., you will be with guest moderator and equally pretty Fernand Armandi for a discussion of new parties, independent candidates at the, what is it, the SAM? We've linked to it. What is it called, the SAM?
Yeah, so I'm the chairman of a group called the Serve America Movement. It's a big tent group. If you're progressive, if you're conservative, if you're moderate, we gather around shared principles of problem solving, accountability, transparency. And look, we are a third party destination, a new party destination for people who are perhaps leaving the Republican Party and not affiliating with the Democratic Party. But we're not an alternative conservative party. I don't think our politics needs a new conservative party. I think it needs a new big tent party where people say, look, I might not want to sign up for all of the progressive answers in the Democratic Party or all of the conservatives in the Republican Party. I want a problem-solving platform where we can pick and choose what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, that's called the Democratic.
Because most of the issues we face have answers on the left, right, and middle. We just don't have parties structured around that type of big tent.
No, that is the Democratic Party. That is the big tent. I do not support you in this at all.
Stephanie, oh my God.
If you are a disaffected Republican, I urge you to join this new party. If you are
Let me ask you a question as a progressive. Would you agree that lower taxes accelerate economic growth?
Okay, wait a minute. Is this a trick question? Do lower
it's not. It's an economic question, and the answer is yes.
Well, okay.
It does. Lower taxes excel. But
why
but
do
Democrats?
Why do Republicans only scream about the deficit? I mean, Trump just
No. Here's where I put my arm around you. Here's where I put my arm around you. Stephanie, here's where I put my arm around you, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is the whole point of the Serve America movement. Okay. We know data-driven policy says that lower taxes generate economic growth. But we also know as tax cuts have been implemented, it has exacerbated economic inequality, particularly with disparate communities and communities of color. And we know it's driven up deficits.
Right. So, Republicans only give tax cuts to rich people and that drives up the debt.
But that's a legitimate policy conversation to have. And the answer is not to oppose tax cuts. The answer is to figure out how can we generate enough private economic activity through the lowest tax threshold that actually brings everybody along.
Okay, see, now we've gone too long for us to even have makeup sex, so now you're going to have to come back. Because now you started a fight, and now we don't have time. All right, love you. Goodbye, David Jolly.
See
you, David. See you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Valentine's Day is Sunday. Don't rain on my parade. I've got plenty of time to get a girlfriend. You don't know. Could be on my hike today. Could be on my bike tomorrow.
It could happen.
Maybe it'll be on Valentine's Day. I have a Sunday morning hike. Never say never.
With a girl
never
gang?
Never too late. No, just with one friend. But, you know, okay. It's Valentine's Day. Listen, I want to be ready. I do my Plexiderm every morning just in case. I got to do right.
In case things happen in the chaparral.
It's the one thing I can control technically on a Zoom call or FaceTime call that I can't screw up. So I can get my Plexiderm on. I look good no matter whether it's Zoom or FaceTime or whatever it is.
Well, we tried to turn on your cat filter. It didn't, but we couldn't find it.
No, not everybody. See, if you can't find your cat filter, you need Plexiderm.
Yes.
Just do it. Clinically studying a serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags. You are always Valentine's Day ready with Plexiderm. Try the six application pack for just $14.95, free shipping. Go to getplx.com/Steph or call 800-741-7947. The code is Steph. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Or you can call them, 800-741-7947. Say the code Steph, getplx.com/Steph. Use that code Steph at checkout. Plexiderm, I love it.